10% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go. Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even him starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps.
It is 10:07. Welcome into the zone on this crucial Wednesday for the world of college basketball, especially if you're an Arkansas Razorback fan. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, and of course, as always on Wednesday, or at least most Wednesdays, we are joined by the indomitable, the incomparable.
C. Wallace.
Should we call him by a different name, like in honor of our
But we
our
do
boy?
Need to come up with a nickname for him.
In honor of John Travolta, we should call
Wally
him.
Wally doesn't work.
No.
William.
No.
Hair. Close enough.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge and Hot Springs. Learn more at Chenal.com.
I like how he places the emphasis on Hot Springs.
Well, some people don't know how to pronounce
Hot Springs.
I know it happens. It took me about a year to figure out how to say it the right way.
Wally Hall.
We are carrying the game tonight, aren't we?
Wally Hall.
The buzz, yes, we are, Wally. And your paper will be giving a full recap tomorrow as well.
But
however, television, not so much.
Right. That's the point I wanted to make.
RJ Hawk just pointed out to me that he's going to bring his iPad to our bowling league tonight so we can watch the game while getting our teeth kicked in.
Do they have Wi-Fi out there?
Yeah.
The bowling alley has Wi-Fi?
Professor Bowl, are you kidding me?
That goes against everything a bowling alley stands for.
Well, they also have only Arkansas craft beers on tap.
Oh, sure.
And they have an unbelievably good beer selection, and their food's above average. So they do fly in the face of your typical bowling alley.
Okay, Wi-Fi.
What's the name of your bowling team?
We are called Bowl Movements. And let me just tell you something. We're pretty crappy. Pun intended. So we did win last week, though, so that was nice. Nobody cares about this. Let's talk about things people do care about. Pat's going to give us the three-pointers on the Arkansas game tonight. I've been nervous about Ole Miss for about 10 days. Yeah. I maybe shouldn't be. Most people aren't. Arkansas is an 8-point favorite by the Vegas number. It should be an easy home win tonight. However, when you've got a kid that has no conscience, and I mean that quite literally, it makes me concerned because he may be 0 for 7 or 0 for 8, and he'll keep chucking it up there, and he might hit his next date. So whenever you've got a guy like Henderson, it makes me nervous.
You hold him under 25, you win.
Plus, you look historically, this is a team that has done well in Fayetteville. This is a team that has done better than most on the road, despite the fact they've not had any great wins on the road over good teams like Arkansas has done with Kentucky, or at least the team we thought was good. They have been okay. They're 4-7 away from home.
I got to say this. I got to say it, Pat.
Yep.
He broke your record last week.
He did.
But if I was starting a team and I could pick him or you, I'd take you.
Thank you, Wally. Thank you.
I agree.
Because
the odds of you
that.
Getting arrested for doing something illegal or getting suspended because you did something stupid or violation of team rules, much less likely.
Less now, likely than him.
Late for a bus because you made a last-minute fast food run, extremely likely.
Who
likely.
Hasn't done that? Who hasn't done that? The difference between Ole Miss and Marshall Henderson last year versus this year is he had two tight ends rebounding and playing volleyball on the backboard last year, which allowed him a lot of those shots, those ill-advised shots or you know head scratches, didn't hurt them as much as it hurts them this year.
Yeah, when you get a bunch of offensive rebounds, it definitely gets covered up.
It
you
does. Make a great point. That was part of their offense. It was like, okay, offense is stagnant. Marshall shoot it. We got a 50% chance of getting it.
No argument.
If he doesn't hit it.
They were a much better team last year.
Yes.
However, they are .500 in league play. And admittedly, the SEC is not lighting the world on fire, but they are .500 in league play, and Arkansas ain't much better than that. So let's not pretend like they're not doing a good job despite somewhat of a limitation compared to last year's team.
They won a couple of tough games, South Carolina and Vanderbilt on the road. When you look at
– I don't care what league you're in. Any road game is a tough place to – it's a tough win. So, yeah, those are two bad teams.
Those are probably their two best wins all year.
Who have they beaten at home?
They've beaten Missouri is their only Missouri and LSU in overtime are their two wins at home.
They didn't play Florida or Kentucky?
They played lost to Kentucky twice.
Okay.
Lost to Florida at home. and lost to A&M by 11 last on Saturday
at A&M
after coming off an Alabama victory.
Well, Arkansas has proven that it ain't hard to lose by double digits over there.
So they've had, you know, it's tough to really get a gauge for this team because they've won what probably you thought they were going to win and lost games you figured they were going to lose.
Yeah.
They haven't won any they shouldn't have won.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Good point.
No upsets at all.
Keith Carter of Ole Miss and Perryville, Arkansas is going to join us at the bottom of this hour. We'll get his thoughts on Marshall Henderson, Ole Miss, and the matchup tonight with Arkansas. And there's a guy that has had more than his share of fun in Fayetteville as a player. So
a lot of success he had.
At 11 o'clock, we're going to help settle out an argument Wally and I had off the air while he was sitting in on overtime about Arkansas in the NCAA tournament and what the committee looks at. Dave Warlock is a New York native, but he's a Henderson State graduate. He's the NCAA Director of Media Coordination and Statistics. All that to be said, here's what you need to know. He's in the room when they're making the decision. So he knows what they consider. He knows what kind of discussions are had. And he will talk, of course, generally, not specifically, about certain things. So RPI, how much does it weigh? League record, how much does it weigh? Non-conference strength of schedule, how much does that matter? How much does head-to-head matter? Well, Wally and I debated that yesterday. I'm of the opinion that Arkansas and Tennessee are going to have 11 wins in conference play at the end of the season. I'm of the opinion that if that happens, they're both in. Arkansas is going to be sitting at 22 wins, 11 wins in league play. I think it's enough to get them in, even if they lose in the first round of the tournament. According to Wally's column today, he does not agree.
I do not.
I would not feel comfortable saying it, but I think I believe it. I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on it, but I think it should be enough when you look at the resume and you look at the strength of schedule, you look at the RPI.
Okay, but who they would lose to, either South Carolina or Auburn, is just going to devastate their RPI and their BPI.
How can you know who they're going to play if we don't know if they're going to be a 4, 5, or 6 seed?
Well, even if they end up tied, they're the 5th seed.
Okay.
And let me help you out. If they win 2 games, there's a good chance they'll be a 4 seed and they'll get 1 victory before playing Florida. If they split 1-1, they'll be a 5, 6 higher seed. They'll play Auburn or Georgia, one or a higher seeded team. Then they'll play the 5 seed, which would be Georgia, or the 4 seed, which would be Georgia, or the 3 seed, which would be Georgia.
Georgia's not going to be a 5 seed, are they?
Depending on how things shake
out. Georgia's got an easy game, and then they play Florida, right? Or they've got one hard game, one easy game. Tennessee's got 2. I'm going to assume Tennessee has 11 wins. They have the best road to 11 wins.
My point is, if they go 1-1, they'll have 2 opportunities for a victory before they get to the semifinals against Florida, which I think they'll win both those games. So I got them winning 3 more regardless.
I think if Arkansas doesn't win out, it's going to be tougher. The question becomes, let's say a combination of 3 wins, okay? That's what you were arguing about here.
Yes.
I think the combination of 3 wins, the 2 of them have to come in the regular season. I think that Alabama win is so much more significant than winning an extra game even in the tournament. I'd much rather see Arkansas be 22 wins going in and get beat the first round than lose at Alabama and then win 2 in the tournament. That's me. I don't know that I'm alone in that. I certainly don't think that I speak for everyone.
The problem goes back to who do you beat? There are only 2 quality teams in this tournament that you've got to beat one of them.
More importantly, do you lose to a crappy team? That's the point you're making. You can't really afford to lose that game, not because you need the win, but because you can't have that bad loss as that taste in the mouth of the NCAA committee.
This is how sensitive it is right now with the RPI. Kentucky and Florida both won last night. Arkansas moved up 6 spots in RPI without playing.
That's good. So they're in the high 40s now?
The 49th.
Okay, that's great. Here's what I would say. I think Tennessee deserves to be in the field. I think Arkansas deserves to be in the field, and they should be the final 2 teams from the SEC along with Kentucky and Florida, and that should be it. I'm sorry, Georgia, your RPI stinks. Your non-conference schedule was, and you pointed out, they played some decent teams.
They did.
But they're 6-6. I mean, they don't have a good enough record in the non-conference to get there.
For the SEC's sake, they need to hope this Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, and Arkansas, because those are 4 teams capable of getting a first-round win.
Absolutely.
Yep, you're right.
I'm not sure Georgia is.
Yes, I agree with that, too. And they might be able to, depending on the matchup, but they don't have a good enough resume to get in. They may be around where they need to be in conference play, but you have to have an overall record and a good resume and an RPI and all that. I don't think their overall makeup is nearly good enough. Tennessee's definitely is. Arkansas absolutely is if they win the next 2, I think.
And keep in mind, I don't know if you put that in your column today. I read it. I'm not sure if it was in your column or you said it before, but
Wait, you read somebody else?
No. Never. Cheat. But the RPI, number, the BPI, all those don't have the effect of, I mean, I'm sure they look at, the NCAA selection committee does. So if Arkansas goes ahead and wins tonight and then Saturday at Alabama, they're, in my mind, going to be a single-digit seed in the tournament. Single digit seed. Because if you're a committee member and you look at how they finish, one loss in the last, what, 10, 11 games?
Two losses in like 13 or 14 games, yeah.
That's huge. I understand Alabama doesn't have a high RPI. Again, are they looking at Alabama's RPI, or are they looking at
by single digit, he means the last nine seed, too, I would point out.
No, I'm thinking even better than that.
No, you don't have to think Alabama doesn't have a good RPI.
Wait a second.
It's 96.
I understand that. Anybody who looks at numbers versus a guy who, and we've all been at a road game, we've all been in different environments, people, those guys understand how difficult it is to go on the road, any road, and win a game, a last game of the year.
But
when
they look at that.
On it.
They look at your road record.
Certainly, they look at the road record, and if it's a road victory at the end of it, I think that means more than where Alabama's RPI is.
What would this be, two or three road wins in a row?
Right.
Three.
That would help them a lot.
Three in a row and four out of five on the road.
That really helps
them. But, PB, you don't believe that they're a seven seed, or they're going to be a seven seed if they win against Alabama, do you?
I think so.
I think a nine seed would make me happy. I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I don't think. Now, if they split one and one, and who knows what happens in the SEC tournament, it could be a play-in situation in Dayton.
Well, you would wish a nine on them, because doesn't a nine win in advance to the number one?
Yes.
The way I think things are going to shake out, I wouldn't be surprised a five seed. I'm just going to go on record saying that.
Okay, that means that they win the last two, plus they win at least two in the conference tournament.
I'm telling.
What if? Let's just say what if, just for fun, and then we'll take a couple calls on this. What if they win the next two games, tonight and Saturday?
Okay.
Then they win two games in the tournament, including a significant second win a good team. I don't know who that would be.
Tennessee. Which would be Georgia, the way it shakes out in Tennessee.
Okay, let's say you win a good second game, and then you lose a nail-biter to Florida, or even if you lose by 10.
Losing to Florida is not going to hurt you.
Okay, so if you win four more games, Wally, you're looking at 24 wins on the season.
24-9. Or 10, I guess.
24-10 you'd be.
I could see them being a 10 seed. I'm not sure about single digits. There's so many good teams ahead of them.
I think you're right, though, Wally. I'd rather be a 10 seed at this point because you don't play the 1 seed the next round. And a 10-7 matchup has typically been pretty good, even in an 11 seed. As long as they don't have to go to the play-in Dayton thing, as you pointed out in the column today, I'm fine with an 11 seed, too, because I think they'll have a good look at the second-round win.
They're going to have a good look at a second-round win regardless. I just like
you
how this team is.
You are a believer.
They've been putting it together and playing as well as anybody thought they were going at the beginning of the season. When we looked at this team.
It depends on the matchup, Pat. And you know more than anyone.
Does it though, Wally? What team have they not matched up with? You've seen teams that are quick and shoot. You've seen teams that are physical inside. They beat them all.
Would you want them to be a 12 seed and play Louisville?
No, I don't want to play Louisville, no matter what the seeding is.
No, Oregon.
No, you want somebody from the Big Ten.
That'd be great.
I don't know. Those teams are annoying, and they typically don't do great against teams like that.
Who did y'all beat that year?
We played
Penn State?
Penn State and Marquette.
I don't want to play Michigan State. I certainly don't want to play Michigan. I don't want to play a lot of these teams.
No. Not
they're
those.
Big, they're tough, and they're annoying. Yeah, if you're going to play, like, you know, Illinois or somebody who's in the middle of the pack, I mean, that's fine. Now, you definitely, no matter who you play, if you play a team that shoots the ball like Florida did last night or Michigan did last night, you ain't beating them. That's life.
That's true.
So, but luckily, teams don't do that very often.
You know what's fun, though? With sports, we're going to see how it shakes out.
Can you just tell us? You, I can't help but see you've penciled in your whole bracket.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is the bracket I get they won.
He's had it for a while.
Hey, objectivity has gone out the door.
Well, I never had any. But the point is, Wally, somebody's got to be at one end of the spectrum. We're more in the middle. And then there are guys who are pessimists and say they're going to lose the next two. So here's my thing. I will bet you a dozen wings at Jim's Razorback Pizza. If they win the next two games, regardless of what happens after that,
we won't know.
They're in. Yeah, the only we'll know is if they lose in the first round, their first game of the tournament.
They're not going to.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying, for argument's sake, if they don't get in, I will buy you a dozen wings.
All right.
If they do get in after going 2-1 in the next three games, you have to buy me a dozen wings. Done?
Done.
Hey, so either way, you get to eat, Wally.
Yeah. That's
a good point. And
you get
either way,
my love.
It's going to cost one of us $6 on a Monday night, so it's really not a big deal. All right, let's get Don in here. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm in Hot Springs on Resort TV Cable. I went this morning to ESPN.go.com and went to the ESPN3, and they have about five states that the Arkansas game is blacked out on, and Arkansas was one of them. You know if any of the other providers like AT&T or Comcast are actually going to have the ESP3 game in Arkansas. I know that this resort TV cable's not.
This is the first I've heard of the game being blacked out here, and that is absolutely horrific if they're blacking out, because I guarantee you the crowd is going to be awfully big tonight. There's certainly not.
Yeah, there's about five states, and most of them were east, I think, Tennessee and Mississippi and Arkansas. And, I don't know.
That's got to be some sort of arrangement the cable system has with ESPN. Yeah. As far as not carrying it,
is there anybody that you know that could come on and tell us about the different providers?
That's a good question.
My daughter has AT&T UVerse, and my girlfriend has Comcast. And I'm heading to Little Rock as we speak, so I could watch it over there. But if there's anybody that knows what they're really talking about that could give us information, I'd really appreciate it.
Let me have Matty T check it out. Thank you. Matt, can you work on that?
I do know one thing, Justin. You can take an HMDI cord.
HDMI? Mm-hmm.
And hook it from your computer to your TV, and then you get it on TV.
Yeah. Well, they may have it blacked out.
No,
online.
But his point is, if it's blacked out on your computer, you can't do that.
How can it be blacked out on ESPN3? That's online.
I've had a game blacked out before.
You can have it blacked out. Yeah. They do that. I mean, because your IP address can be it's connected to your area, so they will black it out occasionally. But why they would black this game out, I don't know.
It defeats the whole purpose of why they put it online, ESPN3, so you can watch it anywhere, and they don't. Isn't that the reason why they do it?
No, they do, but I mean that's just because they're not putting it on TV somewhere.
They've had two games on ESPN3. One of them was not on TV here, and it was on the computer. Mm-hmm. The one before that was on UVerse. So, I guess it just depends on if it's blacked out.
Well, I hope the SEC Network deals with this, because here's the thing. Every basketball game should be on TV somewhere.
This sounds like a task for President Obama.
The good news is every single basketball game and football game and baseball game is on the radio in Central Arkansas. You're welcome.
Paint the picture for me, Chuck Barrett.
That's why I ask you if we're carrying it.
Yeah, we definitely are. Thank you, Wally. Dynamite drop-in. Sean.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I want to make a comment, and I got a question for Wally. All right, my comment is, I believe that Missouri is going to beat Tennessee.
Where is that game being played?
Tennessee.
Okay. What do you base that on?
I base it on the guard play. Missouri guards are too much for Tennessee to handle. Now, the inside game is good, but what if one of those guys get two fouls in the first half?
What if Jabari Brown gets two fouls in the first half?
That's true.
Hmm. Yeah, here's my thing. Tennessee has everything to play for. They're at home. It's going to be senior night. They should be going crazy in there. Missouri basically is playing for a better seat in the NIT.
And they're going to be playing to save their coach.
Yeah. They're going to be playing to save their coach. And they think I read in the paper, Frank Hayes, I think that's his name, he said that, you know, they're playing to get in the NCAA, too. So I think they have everything to play for also.
The only way Missouri gets to the NCAA is if they win the SEC tournament.
You know that everywhere in Columbia, everywhere in Knoxville, and here, we're all coming up with the same scenarios of how our team is going to get into the tournament.
But Georgia, I think people in Georgia, if you're realistic, and you may not be, I'm sure there are plenty of people doing sports talk
radio. No question.
Who used to be a Bulldog basketball player that's saying, oh, no, we're in. So here's the thing. The bottom line is, from a logical standpoint, Georgia has to win the tournament to get in.
I agree.
Same thing with Missouri. At this point, you screwed yourself over too many times. You have to win the tournament to get in. Arkansas doesn't. Tennessee doesn't. I believe that. I think most people do.
Arkansas's got quality wins.
I think Georgia might get one more loss. We might get that third spot.
I mean, Georgia's trying to help itself for SEC tournament seeding, which is everything to them, because they got to win the SEC tournament to get in.
Right. Now, my question for Wally is, to just be honest, not going with my heart. I know I'm a homer, but not going with my heart. Right now, do you think there's anybody in the SEC that wants to play the Razorbacks besides Florida? And I believe if we lose to anybody in that tournament besides Florida, it's going to be disappointing. Do you think I'm right?
Sean, I'll be honest with you. I'm on the same wavelength you are. I think right now the way they're playing, Arkansas might be the second-best team in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you, guys.
Well, all right, buddy.
You're not going to get any argument from me. You might get some argument from Pat, who would say that they're the best team in the SEC.
I'm just saying, you can look at Missouri right now.
Yeah.
Okay? They beat UCLA earlier in the year. They went to NC State.
Their RPI is not good enough. Their last 10 games are not good enough.
I understand that. Again, we're assuming that if they go by the RPI, why do we have a selection committee? There are other factors that play into it. We'll ask Warlock.
Yeah, their conference record's not good, though. That's my point. Their conference record's not good enough.
They have a chance to finish out if they do want to win the turn. If they do want to put themselves in position, they have a chance to win out against Texas A&M and then at Tennessee.
Okay, what would that give them? Nine wins?
That'd give them 22 wins.
How many
overall.
Wins in conference?
That'd give them 10 wins in conference.
Okay.
And you're looking at their losses. They took a loss at home to Kentucky and have the argument that they beat Arkansas at Arkansas.
Okay, I'll give you that. You know what? They beat Arkansas twice, too. I'll give you this. If they beat Tennessee, which I don't think is likely, then they
That's
have an argument.
That's their game.
They got to have
That's their game.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I'll go back to the – Sean, you were right. I was wrong. Missouri's got everything to play for, too. They
that was our at Kentucky win that yeah. we're hanging
What were their bad losses
on?
Lately, though? They got beat by, like – Couple bad
they don't
teams.
Have. That's the thing. They lost at Alabama, lost at Georgia.
Okay.
They lost at Ole Miss. They lost at Florida.
Now, who'd they be? Didn't they lose at home to somebody?
They lost at home to Kentucky.
That's
and
it?
That was it.
Okay. You know what? I
the
take it back.
The winner of the Missouri-Tennessee game might be the fourth team.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we're assuming, of course, that Arkansas is the third team in if they take care of their business.
I love it. Of course we are.
Look, there ain't no doubt Arkansas is going to be in a dogfight Saturday. Even if they win tonight, yeah. it ain't going to be
yeah.
easy.
No.
I think that is a huge stretch of the imagination to think that's going to be some sort of cake game. Even if, look, I think they'll be hard-pressed to get out of there with a win. I'm not sure about tonight. I'm telling you. Maybe I'm a little bit nervous just because I want them to get to the tournament so bad. Maybe that's what it
is. Bro, senior night, going to be a lot of emotion there. They want to do it for Cody Clark, baby.
Good emotion or bad emotion?
Freddie Gulley. Kiko Hyder. You think he's going to lose his
that's
last
tonight.
Game in the Bud? That's what I'm saying. Well, he's
Saturday.
Nervous about tonight.
I don't know. I just
well,
saw.
We're all going to the game Saturday.
It
Me,
does
you,
happen.
Harry King.
I just saw UCA's women lose at home. They're the top team in the conference. They had to have a game, and they lost at home on senior night. It does happen.
I don't know enough about that squad.
I'm
I can't
saying.
Comment.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't just say, oh, but,